Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we're discussing the shiloh of somebody who hasn't yet davened Shabbos morning, and they were mechabed him to make the brachas at a bris. Can he drink from the wine? This is the second shiur, based again in the Torah of Morav Rabbi. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to drink wine even a little bit before tefillah. So what would be the din? Can you make a bray priya gafen and be mechavein to be motzi those who already davened b'chayvas kiddush? Can you be motzi those who already davened in their obligation of kiddush? And even though the one making the bracha himself isn't yotzei de kiddush, he hasn't davened, by Kiddush is the din of Arvus, even Kiddush Shel Yom, like the Mechaber Paskins and Reish Ayin Gimel Dalet. And just like Yatza Motzi, so too, somebody who doesn't want to be Yotze can be Motzi others. So maybe he can be Motzi others in Kiddush when he makes the Brei Priya Gafen. Let somebody else drink from it, and they're Yotze, they're Kiddush, even though he's not Yotze. Within Arvus. So Yesh Lo Reir B'Zeh Sofik Godol. Tosin Yevamos, right in the name of the Yerushalmi, that a Ben Yedalet is in a Krach on Tesvav, can't be Motzi the Ben Krach, because he's considered Einu Mechuyev B'Davros, even though he's Chayv in Ikar Mitzvah Purim, since now he's not Chayv, he's considered Einu Mechuyev B'Davros. Now according to this, Yesh Lo Stapik. The Torah says, in Reish Peites, the name of his father, the Rosh, that before Shachris of Shabbos, you're allowed to drink water. Because a dying lo higia zman chiyuv kiddush, shetzarech lekadish rakam makam suuda, v'aser lisad koydem atfila. Before shachris, you're allowed to drink water, because the time for kiddush hasn't yet come. Because you're only allowed to make kiddush with suuda, and suuda is only after davening, so you're allowed to drink water before tefillah. And so paskins the mechaber and sifal. So it would appear that this is only to be mekadesh. This that it's not just an issur to be mekadesh, but rather takanas chazal was to be mekadesh beboker. Only after davening, the nafkamina is shim avar v'kidesh lo yatzei yidei choyvasoi pechayev lachzer lekadesh. The nafkamina would be that if you are oiver and you are mekadesh, you're not yotzei pechayev lachzer lekadesh. Because the tekanas chazal was only after tefillah. So according to this, hayav min adin that a person who's standing Shabbos morning before davening lo yochol lotzias hamechuyev b'kiddush, since legabi didei time hasn't yet come for the chiyuv of kiddush, he's considered einu mechuyev b'davar, like we saw in Taisus and Yevamos. So he's einu mechuyev b'davar, he can't be motzi somebody who is mechuyev. Or maybe no. Taisus is talking about two different days. So a ben ir is in chayv on tesvav, and a ben krach is in chayv on yedalet. So a ben ir can't be motzi ben krach on tesvav, but gavei kiddush. That the Mavarach is also Chayiv in Kiddush Hayom. So it's true that the time of the Chiyuv hasn't yet come. Nevertheless, since Asid is Chayiv Hayom, it's considered Mechuyev B'davar because we pass Kinein Mechusar Zman Lebo B'yom. It's not considered Mechusar Zman if it's the same day. Now, Rabbi Kiv Eger in the Gilin of Shulchan Aruch Chaim Reis Samach Zayin is mistapek if a person was a Makabel Shabbos, can he be Makadish for somebody who already was a Makabel Shabbos? And he's done with Divrei Tosis B'Yavamis about the Ben Krach, Ben Yir not being Motzi a Ben Krach. And he writes, maybe we could be Machalek that the Makadish can bring himself Lidei Chiv. She Yochol the Kabel of Shabbos. And the Mela, since he can bring himself to a chiyuv, the mekadesh, the mele, he could be motzi, somebody who is already mekabel Shabbos. Whereas in the case of the yadalid guy, he doesn't have the option of being a Tesvav guy, if let's say he wasn't there at Alas HaShachar, so he can't become a Tesvav guy, So maybe he can't be Motzi the Tes Vav guy. However, that's only Shaykh over there, that he can be Mekabel Shabbos with a few words. But Benid and Didan, when they were Mechavi this person with the Brachas and the Mila, he didn't have enough time to daven. So Hadrin and Lidvarein, we come back to what we said, that it's considered Einu Mechuyiv B'Dar, when he can't be Motzi others of Mitzvah's Kiddush. So apparently there's a svara that we can say that he could make a bray per gafen and pater some chuyiv b'kiddush. B'hekdem divrei apri chadosh erachayim tov peites yivches. Somebody forgot one day of Sfiras HaOmer. Can he be sefer b'bracha and be mechav miruchas elhetzi as chaver sheino baki mishim arvis? Apri chadosh writes, the Eino Yachol, because he's Eino Mechuyiv B'davar, and he learns this from the Yerushalmi of Taisis and Yevamis that they bring them. The Ben Yir can't be Motzi the Ben Krach, but the Pri Megadim brings the Pri Chadash, and he's Deicha, Zeraya from the Taisis and Yevamis. And he says, Miyu Yesh Leimar, the Leidami the Ben Yir, Shein Motzi the Ben Krach, Shein Mechuyiv Mikri, he's called Eino Mechuyiv. Mashen Kein Zeh Mechuyiv Havel, Shalot Sofer Leil Echad. Mekomokom Mechuyiv Mikri, Vemitzah Hazeh, Vemitzah Hava. He makes a chilek. He says, when it comes to the Ben Ir being Motzi the Ben Krach, he's not Mechuyiv. When it comes to, but when it comes to, this, when it comes to counting Sfira Summer, if you missed one night, he's still considered Mechuyiv. So the Prima Gautam doesn't explain what he meant. So maybe what he meant was that a Ben Ir is different, he's not Chayiv all in the Purim of a Krach. But Sfira Summer, even though he forgot one day, nevertheless, he's still chayv b'ikaron in the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. He just can't do it because he missed a day. But in principle, he's chayv. Whereas the Ben Ir isn't chayv at all in the din of the Ben Krach. So according to this, we can say that who had the minid that he done? Because yesh la'ayin be'achat shebel shogeg, let's say somebody was mshogeg with Mekadesh before davening, ba'ach ha'su'uda, ha'im yachol, ha'im yatzah yedei kiddush, kevin da'habe b'makom su'uda. Or maybe no. Since Asr Loi Lissait, Kaidam Atfila, Lo Tiknu Chazal Chalchi of Kiddush Hayom Kodim Tfila. It's not Zman Su'uda. So if somebody was Shogeg and he was Makadish Kaidam Atfila and he ate a Su'uda, he's not Yotze. On one hand, we can say he is Shogeg, he did his Kiddush, he did his Su'uda, he's Yotze. On the other hand, no, that the Kana was only after Tfila. So apparently, there's a great Raya from the Mishnah Brura, Resh Pei Tes, and the Bir Alacha Dibra Masul Chaybas, that somebody's permitted to eat before davening, the Tzorech Refuasa has to make Kiddush before he eats. So it's Much Mitvarav, Shevavadei Shaykh Lekadish Kodim Atfila. And before Tfila is considered Zman Aroy Lekiddush. Me'ata Lefizeh Bechreach, that a person who's healthy or doesn't have to eat before davening, it's also Zman Aroy Lekadish, just he can't be Mekayim Mitzvah's Kiddush because he can't be have a Su'uda. Because is it doichak to say that for the choyle they were mitakin kiddush before tefillah and the bari not? No. We see the choyle makes kiddush, so the bari also in theory has kiddush. He just can't do it because he can't have a suda. But in our case, where he had a suda, he's yotze. In b'shoge kiddush v'sa'at kaidem atfil, he's yotze. And he doesn't have to make kiddush again. And that the Torah says that lochol of choydes kiddush, so yesh levar kavanasa based on what the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, that you're not allowed to make kiddush before, you're not allowed to be time before kiddush, and b'shar mitzvah is mutter l'toim, kodem asiyas ha-mitzvah. It's because by kiddush, they're more machmir, that the ikar mitzvah is b'tchilas hazman, that you have to be makadish as a Shabbos b'kinisasa u'v'yitziyasa. And we have to say, according to this, so since you have to do b'kinisasa v'siyasa, so you have to do it bizman, and therefore we tell you not even to be tayim. And according to this, kiddush shel yom, even though the svar is in shaykh, because the svar is that they have to be mekadesh b'knisasu b'yitziyasu kiddush and avdala, but not Shabbos morning. And the Rav Itaka writes that b'kiddush hayom there's no esur tima koydim a kiddush. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav would say that called the tikkun rabban and kender rice a tikkun. So just like the Friday night kiddush, you know, the day before, so to Shabbos morning kiddush. So now, kol zeh shayich So this is all where you have now Chovas Kiddush. But before tefillah, you can't be soed. So it's true that it's man haroi lekiddush, but you don't have a chiyuv to mekadesh because it can't be makom suda. Never the rush holds that you're allowed to drink water because the svar of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Shaykh. What was the svar of the Shulchan Aruch Harav? That's normally you're allowed to be time before Asiyas HaMitzvah, but here not, because here there's a svar you have to be mekadesh immediately. And we say it also applies to Shabbos in the morning, because called the tikkun rabban and kender is the tikkun. So that's all that you have to do it immediately, and you can't taste before. It's where you have already have a chi of kiddush, but before davening, sheino yachol lisoid. So it's true that it's man haroi lekiddush, it's true that the time, theoretically, you can make Kiddush, but you don't have a Chiyuv of Kiddush yet. Because it can't be B'makom Suda. So when do we say don't taste? Because we want you to make Kiddush, but now you can't make Kiddush because you can't have a Suda. So therefore, the Isser of tasting doesn't apply, so you can have water. That's why the Rosh says you can have water. So, how do we get to this point? We can say the following, that before davening, is man haroi lekiddush. We said that before davening is the time you could theoretically make kiddush. You're just, the problem is the suda is stopping you, impeding you, because you can't have a suda before davening. But in theory, it is man haroi lekiddush. So fizayish leimar shegam leinyan arvus, you're considered mechuyev bedaver. When are you not mechuyev bedaver? Like ben krach and ben ir at different days, but here, this is mamish the time for kiddush. So your mom is considered mechuyev b'davar. So mitzad arvus, it would work. And what's the raya that you're considered mechuyev b'davar? Because if you did it b'shoigeg, you're yotze. By ben ir and ben krach, l'chol av chiyuv mitzvah klal. But here, l'chol av chiyuv mitzvah. In theory, there is a chiyuv kiddush. Just can't do it because of an external reason, but in theory, if you would make Kiddush and have a Suda, then it would work. So this is considered that you're Mechuyev B'davar, and therefore the person making Kiddush can be Motzi, someone who's listening. All right, there's a ton more to say on this. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we will continue the discussion. It's going to be amazing. B'li neder, b'li neder. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.